This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy B. U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Democratic challenger Joe Biden not to be too hasty in declaring victory as Biden continues to widen his lead in critical battleground states. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Joe Biden's on the cusp of winning the presidency. He opened up narrow leads on Friday night in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia, putting him in a stronger position to capture 270 Electoral College votes. Biden struck a presidential tone as he appeared with running mate Kamala Harris.
We don't have a final declaration of victory yet, but the numbers tell us it's clear. Tell us a clear and convincing story. We're going to win this race.
After speaking from the podium of the White House briefing room on Thursday,
they're trying to rig an election.
President Trump was at the White House, taking to Twitter to pledge further legal action and wondering why the leads he held on election night had been disappearing. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Allegheny County Executive and Election Board Chairman Rich Fitzgerald explained which way the remaining votes were breaking.
All mail-in ballots, the typical mail-in ballots from Allegheny County, they've been running about 80-20.
Jennifer King, Washington.
The pace of vote counting in Nevada is being criticized for taking too long, and it's even become fodder for online jokes, but government officials say they are emphasizing accuracy over speed in a year when processing an unprecedented flood of mail-in ballots under extended deadlines is taking more time. Mr. Trump's base continues to demonstrate its loyalty both online and in person. In places like Atlanta, Georgia, dozens of Trump supporters demonstrated outside of a ballot counting center Friday protesting what they believe is voter fraud after Biden made clear gains over Mr. Trump in the state. Trump has remained defiant, vowing to press claims of fraud as a weary, anxious nation waits for clarity in an election that only intensified the country's deep polarization. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.